Ashley Legier is the only person from Sackville who attended the Getting to Tomorrow conference earlier this month. CHMA coverage of the Getting to Tomorrow event is available on chmafm.com. Legier has spoken with CHMA before to talk about the harm reduction program she started at the corner drugstore, where she formerly worked as a pharmacy assistant. Since then, Legier has accepted a new position with Ensemble Moncton as part of their needle distribution services. She says that opioids containing dangerous amounts of fentanyl are present in Sackville.
Having developed significant and meaningful relationships with addicts and recovering addicts, fentanyl's prevalent in Sackville. And because a lot of that supply is coming from Moncton, I think, as well as, you know, like Port Elgin and in Nova Scotia. And I give out fentanyl testing strips with almost every care package I give out now. And it's because my patients have said to me, like, fentanyl is prevalent in drugs. But because it's the only supply they have, they are still using the drugs. Mm-hmm. So that is terrifying. That, you know, because there is no safe supply, that you, and you don't know what you're getting, but you can only get what you get. They'll test it for fentanyl, make sure they're using with someone else with a Narcan kit, and still use it. Like, so, you know, and that's happening here. That's like, that's multiple addicts in our community who are testing their supply for fentanyl and it coming back positive.
COVID-19 is putting the already marginalized population of opioid users at further risk.
Can you imagine waking up and it being the worst day of your life every day? You wake up and you're sick. So the first thing you have to do is figure out how you're going to get money to get drugs, so you're not sick. A lot of that is dependent on sex work and panhandling, and we're in a pandemic. With a very, very contagious communicable disease. Mm-hmm. A lot of the sex workers that I've spoken with recently, a lot of their clientele are long-haul transport drivers. These people travel outside of the province all the time, don't have to self-isolate, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a big risk, all kinds of significant risk that comes along with that. But they're not worried about that. They're worried about not being sick.
Accessibility to existing services is an issue in rural areas, and Sackville is not exempt.
You know, if you don't have access to things like toilet paper and toothbrushes, how are you going to pay for an iPhone that your worker requires you to FaceTime with them to see? You know, like, these are all kinds of issues that are well above, like, you know, these are requirements that are well above the socioeconomic status of the people that they're trying to help.
During the Getting to Tomorrow conference, Sackville's lack of emergency shelter was addressed.
So one of the things that was discussed broadly across all focus groups was housing issues. And one, especially like in Sackville, where we don't have emergency shelter. So someone is in a domestic violence situation, if someone is just, ousted from their home, or, wanting to leave a bad situation where there's, drugs or violence and need to leave immediately, there's no options for them here.
Legier wonders if Sackville's pre-existing infrastructure could be repurposed for emergency housing.
There's a lot of, like, empty area in the hospital here now that's not being utilized overnight. So, like, why wouldn't that be a viable option? So, like, reusing or repurposing already in place, like, infrastructure. Mm-hmm. To at least address some immediate need for emergency housing in Sackville. Mm-hmm. Or in any rural community that doesn't have an emergency to house someone in an immediate situation. The only idea I came up with was repurposing existing infrastructure. And then I thought, well, why not hospital? Or why not places like you know, any sort of any government building that's not being used, especially during a pandemic where every employee is working from home. how that looks or how that gets started or how I would work on that to make that a reality is above my pay grade for sure.
Yeah. CHMA will reconnect with Legere this week to discuss an upcoming project involving Ensemble Moncton. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.